Welcome to the Off Topic Podcast. I'm Koba the Gorilla.
And I am H.
And this is episode
148.
Hell yeah, guys. Got some good stuff lined up for you in this world, this crazy world that we live in. We got comedians in politician stages, and we have a little golden ball controversy. Is that what it's called?
Yeah,
golden
balón de oro.
Balón de oro. It sounds cooler in Spanish.
Balón de oro.
Some World Series stuff and more. Yeah.
Dodgers. Let's go Dodgers.
A lot of beautiful stuff lined up.
Yes, sir.
So you're not an Angels fan anymore?
It was boring being an Angels fan. I mean, it was like a quick relationship that we had.
Yeah. You just fucked once.
Yeah. It was like that. Like, that's how we treated, like, the Angels, like a hoe, you know?
Like a hoe, yeah. And, as you should.
Yeah. So I'm back with the Dodgers. You know, we just had
how many Dodger games have you went to?
Three? Two?
Three? I've been to, like, three, I think.
Yeah. Maybe. You know, go ahead. The first one I went to with you guys, I saw my ticket. I found it, like, yesterday.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I have it saved.
Who'd you go with?
You, Hoser, or you didn't go that day.
I don't think I went. Who was else?
Hoser and Ben. Oh, Hoser and Ben. Oh, shit.
You've gone three times out with my brother and Ben.
Yeah. I went to a boxing or like two boxing fights.
And I only went to one of them.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Who fought that card?
You saw Danny Garcia and Adrian Granados. And we saw, before everybody else, Off Topic Podcast, saw Andy Ruiz live.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So
who's Andy Garcia? Danny Garcia.
Danny Garcia. We saw Andy Ruiz too.
Do I know Danny Garcia?
Yeah, Puerto Rican. He's pretty cool, but he cries a lot now.
What does he cry about?
Depression. Shit.
What's the number one thing that a fighter can turn you off with that he talks about a lot?
In the defeat, win, or a win?
In general, like, what makes you get annoyed of an athlete or a player?
I feel like when they're too apologetic after, like, they have a badass win. Like, say, like, when they knock out somebody, I don't really like it. Like, when they're very too compassionate with the opponent.
Yeah.
To me, it's more like, fuck it. Like fuck you. He still did fucking promos, you know?
He would have done the same to you, you know?
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. I'm not a fucking fighter or pro fighter, but I feel like if we ended a rivalry, I would still keep it in bad blood. I don't like the happy endings too much. I don't know. That's
you know
me.
What?
That's
me. I do like the... After the fight, when they end the rivalry, necessarily like, oh, he gave him a hug and he put his arm up. Not like that, but like one of the things that disappoints me a lot about Daniel Cormier is that he's still butthurt about Jon Jones, and almost to a way where like he sounds like a little bitch sometimes. And I fucking love Daniel Cormier.
You know what? My thing is kind of like, say if I were like a fighter or a boxer and shit. Like, I would, like, we'll do promos and shit, and but when after the fight is over, like, I wouldn't go and fucking saludar a su team, you know? I wouldn't say hi to his team or him, and, you know, like, fuck you, like, yeah, it's over. Fair. I don't know.
I get it. What I was getting to with the Daniel Cormier thing was that when Jon Jones knocked him out the second time, and Cormier was obviously upset and shit, and Jon Jones said, oh, I want to give a shout-out. He's like, I want to give a shout-out to Daniel Cormier. He's like, I strive to be a great father like him, a great husband like him, blah, blah. And he even said like something like, oh, I know we're not friends, but like I could respect that from him, and he's a great champion. If Daniel Cormier was never butthurt again, that would be a perfect ending. Because then Daniel won a title after that in another division, you know? Like Jones did his own thing. He was gone for a while, came back, won another belt. And that's what I'm saying. That like that could I was cool with that ending there. Like you're not being friends. You're not fucking... Yeah. I hated that when Yoel Romero knocked out Luke Rockhold and Luke Rockhold's still unconscious and like he's barely getting up. And the fight, obviously, Yoel won and like Yoel's like kissing him and shit. Like, that's annoying because like this fool. And I remember Chael Sonnen talking about that on his podcast. He was like, dude, like, don't fucking do that. That's annoying. And because Chael's thing is like, this fool just fucking lost. Like, he doesn't need you kissing him, you know? He's already bummed out, you know? And I hate that shit. Like, oh, let me, Like I hated that shit. Like when he fucking kissed him, and I like Yoel Romero, but like it really annoyed me, cause this fool fucking is out on his feet. You know, look.
Most incredible athletes you will ever see.
Oh shit.
Romero trying to show Rockhold.
Like the doctors are still talking to this fool, and he's against the corner. Like, get the fuck out of here. Like, you don't have to be a nice guy, you know? Like, it's cool, you know? But I don't mind that, though. I don't mind when sometimes it's like, all right, cool, we fought twice. It's over. We're cool. I love that picture of Nate and Connor holding each other after their second fight, and they're both bloody, and they are hugging each other. I think that shit's fucking sick. But they still hate each other, you know?
Yeah.
But I'm saying I don't mind those moments.
I guess, yeah.
There's more. I think that could turn me off about fighters or athletes is when they cry about mental health too much.
Danny Garcia did that recently, like a year ago or two. Yeah. He had come back from like a 2 year. I was gonna say 2 year layoff, but 2 year like break.
Yeah. But what was he saying?
Just saying like, oh, like. Like, he just started crying. I don't know where he went to. And I'm like, oh, you know what? I've been fighting depression.
Yeah.
I've been lonely. I'm like, damn, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what battle he fights, but I mean, he has everyone.
Yeah.
He has his dad there. I don't know. I guess people treasure other things. So.
I hate the, oh, I'm so sorry that I cheated on my wife and now she's divorcing me. Like, for you did that to yourself.
Yeah.
Like, doesn't Chicharito do that?
Chicharito,
like,
has I'm depressed.
Like, and you could tell it's because of that. And it's like, fool, like, then don't fucking drink. Don't party like every time,
too.
Yeah, like, don't party all the time.
Yeah, Chicharito's known also. He was the one that organized, like, parties, like, with a lot of prostitutes and shit.
Yeah. Excuse me. And that's cool, but don't be a bitch when
he cries a lot about it,
Don't be a bitch
And not only that, but he would snitch on his own teammates.
Wow, really? Yeah. To who?
To the Federation. And that's why he's banned from the national team.
At least he's banned?
Well, they didn't call him up because the coaches knew he was a problem. And then, you know, in the Mexican national team, you have your favorite six guys, you know, that control the whole dressing room or locker room.
Mm-hmm.
So they said, like, fuck this. That's why he hasn't been called up in a long time.
When you say six guys, you mean like players?
Yeah, it's always, you know, like the Rafa Marquez or
locker Ochoa room leaders. Right
now. Yeah, locker room leaders. You always have those people.
Yeah.
And then.
I know it's a thing in wrestling, like the Undertaker was a locker room.
It's like that in soccer, too. Like, you'll have, like, your main guys, and if these who say they don't want you, then they're going to get you out of the team.
Just you know that happened one time Roman Reigns kicked out a wrestler from the tour bus?
Oh.
Because he was being too loud and annoying, and he told him, like, hey, bro, like, get the fuck out of my bus. Like, you're really annoying me. And to this day, he hasn't been back to WWE. But because of that reason, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
And then there's sometimes where, like, in wrestling, at least, because it's not real. It's scripted, you know? Where it could be like, oh, well, I don't like CM Punk. Okay, well, you don't make CM Punk money, so we're signing him. I don't give a fuck. Like, shit like that, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I don't give a fuck, yeah. So that's kind of cool. So you don't like happy endings in fights that much when they're, like, a little too gay, basically.
Yeah, it's like, oh, you maybe a fist bump, but I don't like it when they have to, like, fist bump the whole fucking team, like, the brother.
I agree with that, like, shit, like, too,
like,
yeah.
What's this food? Like, fuck you.
Yeah, like, I don't give a fuck. Like, you were preparing to fucking get my ass knocked out, you know? Like, I'm not gonna be homies with you,
Yeah, like, fuck you.
That's we made I our kinda, money, you know? That's why I kind of like the Nate Diaz thing, where, like, his thing is, like, oh, no, like, no love, you know? Like, that's... And I like Cody Garbrandt, too. Like, no love. Like, no...
Cody, no love.
That's where he gets that from. Like, bro, like, you don't get love from me. Like, I'm gonna try to knock you the best performance ever in, like, a championship fight. In a championship fight.
Yeah.
That night he fought Dominic Cruz, it's like he was built. And that was a cool line that Uriah Faber had said to the build-up. He's like, oh, like, he's been molded to, like, beat Dominic Cruz because he trained with all the fools that Dominic beat, you know?
Oh, you're right.
Team Alpha Male.
Team
and, Dominic and Jeremy Stevens always cleared out Team Alpha Male.
Fuck.
Yeah, they'd be like six fools from there.
Shit. Yeah. Hopefully that rivalry ends badass with Dodgers and Yankees today. As we record today.
Yeah.
Today would be game 4th as we record.
So. Oh, Sean Strickland annoys me, too, with mental health, too.
Fuck Sean Strickland.
Oh, yeah, you already cooked him a lot already.
He's banned for an offside podcast.
He's banned for an offside podcast.
He could hit us up, and he's not invited. I won't never disagree, or I won't ever fucking... What's it called? Can't think about it, but, yeah, he's not invited here.
Hell, yeah, fuck that guy. Did you see Nate Diaz talking shit about Brandon Shaw?
Not Nate Diaz?
Yeah.
What?
And then I guess...
Does he throw hands on Indians? No.
No. I took Brandon's side.
Oh, well, what's up?
He just tweeted randomly, Brandon, bitch ass Schaub. Like, randomly just tweeted that. And Brandon Schaub was like, but he tweeted back, like, buddy, I outweigh you like so many pounds. He's like, he's like, set up a grappling match if you want to do this. He's like, I don't do this gangster shit. He's like, just like do it. You want to do it or not?
Brendan's not gonna go to a fucking hood and shit.
Yeah. And that's fine too. No, that's fine. You know, like I hate that shit too. Like I love Kobe Covington, or I used to, but like that whole like, oh, see me when I see you. Like fool, when Jorge Masvidal jumped you, you called the cops. When Fabrizio Verdum threw a boomerang at you, you called the cops. You made a report. Like. You're not a see me when you see me type of guy. And it's okay. You can say I ain't gonna whoop you in the streets, but I'm gonna whoop you and make millions of dollars in the fucking front of the whole world. Like that's fucking cool, you know? But you're not a see me when you see me guy. Like it's fine. You're not. A lot of people aren't like that.
Yeah. But, and I know Nate is, but also Brandon's gonna laugh at you. Like you're a fucking kid. You're still trying to play hood.
Yeah, you know? Like he has kids, you know?
Yeah.
And it was like a whole thing where
when did this happen actually?
Like a week ago.
Oh shit.
Yeah, and it was like a whole thing where Brandon Schaub was like, this guy, like, man, like, you know, like, I've always helped Nate. I've always, like, been cool with Nate, and, like, he's just, like, annoying.
You think he was probably, like, drunk or, like, conscious? I don't know.
Nah, he's just, Nate Diaz, I feel like, he's a mark for himself where, like, yeah, maybe you are a hood guy, but you don't always have to be that, you know? This is a clip from our boy Brandon Schaub's
like the Schaub Show podcast. Like, you passed that already, or you should have.
This is the real world. Now. If you're doing this because you fancy yourself a fisticuffs, if you fancy yourself, you want to actually grapple me, I'm not hard to get a hold of. Pull the fuck up.
Oh, shit.
And you can show up with all your boys, do all that stuff. But what a real man will do is pull up one-on-one. I don't have a posse. I don't need one, bud. I'll drop my kid off at fucking practice, roll over, twist your fucking neck off, and then pick him up just in time, unscathed, with a Diet Coke. And that's how this goes for the rest of your fucking life, bud. Whenever I want. I didn't ask for this. I don't want to do this. This isn't what I do. I don't like drama. I didn't ask for this. Again, and if you came out, I would support you, Nate. I support fighters.
Does.
Which is true. There's been a lot of examples that not even he's talked about where he's helped a lot of fighters.
Yeah, and that was the voice of our good friend, Big Brown, Brendan Schaub.
Hell yeah. That's from his podcast, The Schaub Show, which if you're a fighter fan, you should definitely listen to it. But anyway, I think he handled that perfectly. Yeah, like, I ain't gonna play this game.
And it's true. Brendan doesn't play that game. Like, Brendan, he's a settled father, you know? Like,
he's chill, yeah. He's chill, yeah.
Yes.
So that annoys me with fighters when they're too like that. Like that's why I don't like Dagestani fighters. They're so sensitive. Like everything like upsets them. Like, in my country, motherfucker means something different. Like I didn't like that when Canelo was mad at fucking Caleb Plant for like when he called him a motherfucker, and then like Canelo doesn't know that here we say motherfucker, and then he fucking punched him. I thought that shit was fucking lame. Because it's like You're a bitch, fool. Like he's not a bitch, but you know what I mean,
I
right?
Get you. See
what
it's like, bro, out? Like fucking.
Yeah,
noise,
I don't give like, a fuck. Yeah, it's like when like don't say the word crab around a crib. Like fool, I don't fucking know that that's an insult to them. Like yeah, I don't. Should, I'm not. I'm.
They should also know get the hint too. You know.
Yeah, like, this ain't my world. Like why the fuck do I gotta fucking do that shit? That's like when fucking Asians make you take their shoes off in their house.
Yeah, which I don't.
You don't. You don't actually tell your story about how you did it.
Oh, shout out to my friend Eric. I was helping him move actually this weekend, and you know, and I don't know why, but it landed on this day where I wore like some fucking old ass socks. So like, fuck, I ain't gonna take my shoes off. I'm gonna do whatever, but God forbid, I'm not gonna take my shoes off.
Yeah,
and I managed to go inside with no shoes on. So I think that was like honorable thing, you know, for me
to score one for Mexicans, Koreans, zero.
Yeah, but
it's onesie.
But Mr. Lee gave me that privilege to be in his home,
Mr.
in his
Lee.
Three-story mansion, actually.
Hell yeah, dude. But yeah, I didn't like that shit. That whole like, oh motherfucker, like oh that was so sick. Like,
you know what was funny?
What,
that Caleb Plant still fucking apologized?
Yeah, he did.
You don't fucking. You fell in your own in his trap.
Yeah, I would just be like, what the fuck? Yeah, and like Dagestani people do that too. Where like, oh, they call, oh you can't say chicken to a Dagestani fighter because in the Muslim world a chicken is like bad or some bullshit like that. I don't know about those religions, but yeah, like like, Fu, like, shut the fuck up, Fu. Like, you're all fucking inbred, incest as fuck, by the way, Dagestani people. That's why they're all fucking ugly.
Yeah.
That's not like.
I've heard. Yeah. I actually read, because you had mentioned it. I was like, oh, let me look it up. Because I was like, oh, I want to see, like, the actual thing. And yeah, you were right. I mean,
if you look at a fighter from Dagestan, is they're not ugly in societal terms where, like, oh, like, he's not a good-looking guy. They're ugly in the sense that, like, there's something genetically wrong with them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, their ears are too small. Their ears are too big. And I mean, like, genetically wrong with something.
Their chins.
Yeah, like, shit like that. Their eyes are far apart. Like, they have all the aspects of what long-term incest causes where, like, it's just you're deformed.
Yeah, they're basically fucking... And fuck, I forgot that fucking name. They're basically anamorphs.
Yeah, they're anamorphs. Yeah.
Remember those?
I like how I'm trying to do a technical explanation. I like one doctor's like, your son unfortunately has the effects of long-term incestual action within the genetic family, and you're my doctor assistant, and you're I'm like, he looks like an anamorph, stage three. He will look more like an anamorph later as it goes on. Next but chapter. We do learn in life, so but overall he'll be okay as long as he doesn't have any little anamorphs after you. You know, like shit like that. Yeah, just two different doctors. And I'm just
I like those books.
And I'm just like, fuck. I never read them.
I didn't read them. You know what I would get them? I would just get them because the book cover looked cool. I wouldn't fucking read them. I would go to the librarian and get like three books and she thought I was like so smart as kid. They would just be in my backpack though, like 7 days.
That's fucking funny, dude. I never read Animorphs. And you know what? I'm glad you didn't read them because I always thought like, the kids that read Animorphs are probably retarded.
I did read Goosebumps.
I like Goosebumps, yeah. but Goosebumps is a little cooler, though. Yeah, it's a little edgier.
And I'll still read it right now.
So you ever watch the show?
Yeah, fuck yeah. It's fucking badass. I wish you still had it on Netflix. They should.
Maybe, yeah. Would you even watch it, though?
I would.
Yeah?
I watch old shit. Like, I still watch, like, Mujer Causa La Vida Real, you know?
That's insane to me that, like, there's Sopranos exist, Better Call Saul, Breaking Bad. And you'll watch like that instead of catching up on those shows.
Well, it's because those shows like require fucking subscriptions, and I ain't trying to spend that much right now.
Oh, you're saying because it's free for Vigilante Guadalupe.
But I don't only watch that. I watch other shit.
Yeah, too. I know you watch other shit. But I'm saying like that. I always think I'm like, man, I've recommended so much shit to this.
Yeah, like, but all your shit like is like fucking $10.99 here, $14.99, $20.99. I'm like,
chill. Fuck you.
Let me get a new TV.
What do you want me to recommend? The 5 o'clock news? 5 o'clock news or what?
Whatever, but not Fox News because I'm not fucking boring.
How about how I fucked that up because I said 5 o'clock and that pissed me off.
I didn't even notice
because I actually wanted this to be a snippet and I fucked it up.
So make it. They won't notice
but
it.
But it doesn't matter though. It doesn't matter. But yeah, Animorphs, Goosebumps. I used to read like those adventure books too where it'd be like turn to page 5 if you want to go inside the dungeon and turn to page 12. If,
oh, all right, cool.
You ever seen those?
There was another. No, not those.
You never seen those?
Maybe. Were they like made by like the Treehouse series?
They're made by something.
Because I would get those. I would actually read those.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were like pretty cool.
I used to love that shit.
For my age.
I remember I used to have a black book of horror stories. And I loved it and I wish I had it.
Fuck, really?
Yeah.
Did you ever steal books from the library?
I never stole them. I just more like didn't give them back. Accidentally. Yeah, dude. I bet you stole a lot as a kid, huh?
Not a lot, but I would steal like if I saw like a cool little ball like at the 99-cent store, like I would like open it. And
yeah, really.
I think as a kid you just don't know, you know, like that little things like that could like fucking like, well, they're not gonna even fucking take a 5-year-old to jail too, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, I was steal little things. But like when I was 11, 10, I wouldn't anymore, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Like I ain't gonna be fucking stealing shirts like other people in high school would.
When'd you steal books?
I was like 6.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What kind of books did you steal?
Animal books.
The Animorphs?
So you animal books. Yeah, animal books. Like you know those books that are like fucking they're chunky books, but they have like books of everything, like fucking mermaids, islands, countries, and shit.
No, I don't know. Yeah.
I forgot the name. It's from a whole different shit.
That's cool.
But yeah.
Yeah. Did you ever like pop up books when you were a kid?
Yeah, they were cool.
I liked them too. Yeah.
I stole a Bible. Not just kidding.
I know. Do you go to hell for that? Because technically you want to learn the Bible, so that means that's a good thing, but also you're stealing. Isn't that a little weird?
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah. Huh? Let us know, Christians specifically only, because I feel like you guys will be like, yeah, I talk Christians. These are Christians. Yeah, so I drove to work the other day. Then I talked to God for a bit. They just throw in like crazy shit, and you're like, what the fuck is this? Would you say that? Yeah. They'd be like, yeah. So it turned out my son was gay. So we sent him to Guantanamo Bay. So yeah, we're gonna grill this Saturday. You know, I feel like Christians do shit like that. Yeah, like yeah. It's just so weird.
No mercy. Huh?
Yeah, yeah. That's or they'll funny. Just like say shit like that randomly. You know. Yeah, but
fuck.
I don't know, man. Speaking of saying things, I guess, did you see all those stand-up comedians at the Trump rally the other day?
I did, actually.
All right, guys. Fucking so
cringy as fuck.
We're going to talk about Tony Hinchcliffe speaking at the Trump rally. Of course, Tony Hinchcliffe is kind of best known as the Kill Tony guy. It's like a roasting that he started that they do in Texas now. And then also a stand-up comedian. And on top of that, he's like really big buddies with Joe Rogan. So he's kind of known as like a Joe Rogan guy. And recently he was on the Trump rally and did jokes. A lot of those jokes obviously were like funny racist jokes and et cetera, against Puerto Ricans. I think some gay people.
And Latinos overall.
And everyone fucking reacted to it, good or bad. Mm-hmm. And people want to know what the Odd Topic boys think about that. What do you think?
So I ran into it on TikTok, and I also saw like reviews from that Trump rally. To me, it was like, oh, it's a comedian. I was assuming, because I actually didn't really know who it was, but I was assuming, oh, it's a comedian. So I get it. Like, I can't take shit seriously, you know? It's mm-hmm. also a Trump rally. But then also, as a regular person or smart person, I would say, like, they're covering up racism with a comedian.
Yeah.
That way there's no, like you said earlier, heat, you know? Yeah. They don't get heat.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it was just like that. Now they're using comedians who are kind of, like, falling off or need a boost up to fucking go on these rallies and say things with no trouble, you know?
Yeah, and I want to add to that about what you said towards the end about falling off and stuff like that. When we say that, we don't necessarily mean, oh, Tony Hinchcliffe is broke or nobody knows who he is, because he's not, and mm-hmm. he is well known in the comedy world. But what we mean by that is that they're definitely using that as a way to boost themselves.
Get back on the spotlight. Yeah.
Because it benefits him in the end to be in the spotlight, mm-hmm. and it's a kind of a way to do that. The way I see all that shit is this. You don't get to go on stage at a political event and back up a political guy and then get upset when people give you backlash or give you their own opinions and be like, oh, well, I'm a comedian. Because you're a comedian when you're making fun of people, when it's making you money, right? When you're getting a big crowd. That's when you're a comedian, when it benefits you. Oh, well, I'm just a guy. I'm just a comedian. Like, I'm just making jokes. Like, you cross that line between comedian and now you're involved. It's like gang violence. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, he was a good boy. He got shot. And it's like, it turns out like he was involved. Yeah. You're involved. Something happens to you. You're not an innocent bystander. Just like how these comedians, they're selling out arenas, making millions of dollars, talking about how they're oppressed and they can't say anything anymore. Like, yeah, you can. You just don't like consequences. I don't like that shit. I think he's funny. Some of the jokes were funny. And this is so funny that a lot of people hearing this are going to be like, wow, fucking woke bullshit. I'm not even being woke right now. I'm just saying that was a little dick sucky,
mm-hmm.
him doing that. He was definitely being a little dick sucky. And you can't tell me as a grown adult, and I'm a grown adult, that is not a hate rally. It was thousands of white people talking shit about Latinos and any non-white people.
Because even usually when comedians do racist jokes, it's towards their own people, you know,
or it's done not in a political way, you know.
Yeah, not a political, yeah. But the crowd, you know, they're gonna give you a good reaction. At least they know already what's coming to them. But it wasn't like this where it's to a whole different opposite crowd and the fuck.
Yeah, it's like you can't tell me that those people in that arena, whether you're a comedian and you don't believe that, don't believe what you're saying. 100%. Like, let's take a fucking, and let's not be bitches about, oh, well, there were fucking 100 black people out of the, what, 10,000, whatever the fuck. Yeah. I'm making up a number. Like, that was definitely a fucking hate rally. It was. It even looked like a hate rally. The red lights and shit. Fucking, it literally looked like a fucking hate rally. The sea of white people, like, please don't misinterpret this, people. I'm not saying Tony Hinchcliffe did wrong. I'm saying that he was kind of a bitch for that. And even more so, he's more of a bitch arguing with people about it. Like, oh, I'm just a comedian. You're taking a joke from a comedian and taking it seriously. Like, nah, you don't get to be. But now you're crying. Now who's a snowflake, you know? Like, you're a little bitch. Like, it's fucking lame. I'm tired of comedians and celebrities that are fucking, nobody gives a fuck about them, and all of a sudden they're like conservative people. Like, they have one spot on Fox News randomly, and now they're a conservative spokesperson. Like, bro, you're a moron. Like, that idiot Steven Crowder talking to everyone about family values and shit, and there's footage of his Ring camera smoking a cigar while his wife's fucking pregnant, and he's fucking talking shit to her about how he's the alpha male of the house and shit, and she divorces ass. So fuck you.
Oh shit.
Like, you're a fucking little weirdo, and I could always tell a little weirdo. I could always tell when a nerd gets power. Can you tell when a nerd gets power?
Yeah.
Yeah. And it, to me, the modern day comedian is like people that can't fight or won't fight, and now they're comedians because, oh well, like, at least I get to talk shit, you know, and no one tells me anything because I'm a comedian. Like, I don't give a fuck. It's your right to fucking talk shit. It's my right to tell you if I think you're full of shit, if I think you're an idiot, et cetera, et cetera. So I don't buy this shit. You're being anti-woke for the sake of being anti-woke. You're being offensive for the sake of being offensive. And then that's not funny anymore. That's the difference between that. You're just doing it to get a reaction. Like, you're poking people.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, that's all it is. It's not because you were working on a great bit. Yeah, it's, you know?
You're going to use some of these for a new special.
Yeah, exactly. So some comedians spoke out about it. People that love the Off Topic Podcast definitely know that we love Marc Maron.
Yeah, Mark.
And this is what Marc Maron said on his Instagram. This is actually from his podcast, the WTF Podcast. But anyway, this is a quote. The anti-woke flank of the new fascism is being driven almost exclusively by comics, my peers. Whether or not they are self-serving or true believers in the new fascism is unimportant. They are of the movement. Whether they see themselves as acolytes or just comics doesn't matter. Whether they are driven by the idea that what they are fighting for is a free speech issue or whether they are truly morally bankrupt racists doesn't matter. They are part of the public face of a fascist political movement that seeks to destroy the democratic idea. When comedians with podcasts have shameless, self-proclaimed white supremacists and fascists on their show to joke around like they are just entertainers or even just politicians, all it does is humanize and normalize fascism. When someone uses their platform for that reason, they are facilitating anti-American sentiment and promoting violent autocracy. That's from the WTF Podcast with Marc Maron. I think my takeaway from that is you can't, like, associate yourself with people that are crazy and be like, oh, well, he's fucking cool with me, you know? That he's saying that, like, it's, they're not helping, you know? Like, and that they're disguising it with, oh, I'm a comedian, you know? It's kind of the same thing I said.
Yeah, yeah, it's just the same thing, basically. Yeah. But, I mean, it's still a good point, though.
I think it's a really good point. And Anthony Jeselnik, people know him as from the Jeselnik Offensive, which was a show on Comedy Central, I believe. And he's like a big, big roast, kind of hardcore comic. Says a lot of like hardcore jokes and like, yeah, he's pissed off some people, you know? And even he had this to say to Theo Von about all of this.
All these comics now, it's like almost the point is to get in trouble. It's like, why are you giving me shit? I'm a comic. I'm allowed to say whatever I want. That's wrong, as far as I'm concerned. Art.
We say it again, so I don't miss it.
People think like, oh, as a comic, your job is to get in trouble. And so, but they don't want to get yelled at. It's like, it's okay to make people mad, but they don't want any pushback. And I think that's wrong. Oh. As a comedian, you want to make people laugh. Andy, this is a quote attributed to Andy Warhol that I love. It's just, art is getting away with it. You know, if you put out a special and everyone's pissed, like, you didn't get away with it. You know, you need to make everyone laugh that they're like, yeah, he talked about some fucked up stuff, but we're all happy. That's art. Otherwise, you're just a troll. And all these
That end. That's, otherwise, you're just a troll. I feel like that was them being trolls. That was them like, hey, look, I'm up here with the president, bro.
That's
like,
definitely because that's what trolls are, you know? Yeah. Jake Paul, too, when he was with Vivek Ramaswamy or whatever.
Yeah.
That's Vivek, like, bro, it doesn't make sense. Like, I know he doesn't even fucking know about comedy or anything.
Yeah,
social media entertainers. Now all of a sudden, you want to turn into that head.
I think it's insane to care about who backs up a politician. Like, if Taylor Swift backing up Kamala Harris or Beyonce backing up Kamala Harris makes you vote for her, and if the Nelk boys backing up Donald Trump makes you vote for him, you shouldn't be voting. Like, you're fucking stupid. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. For that to be the person that sways you is fucking insane.
Because they live totally different lives, you know?
Yeah,
they really 100%. Honestly don't depend on whoever the fuck is president. They're not going to get affected if a Democratic or Republican become president.
Yeah.
They're going to stay rich, you know, and live the same lives.
Yeah, I know. That's so how I see it. I think
people should, like, really see, like, I always tell people, like, sometimes they should focus a little bit on themselves. Well, what the world's in front of them. I feel like a lot of people nowadays focus on things around them that they hear that they don't even see.
That's kind of deep, actually. Seriously. Yeah.
No, I know, but
you think politics and stuff like that gets in the way of people's success and shit?
Yeah, fuck yeah, because how many people do we have right now, youngsters, thinking about, like, Palestine right now and shit and that Israel war, you know?
Or alpha male shit.
Alpha male, too. Like, you're never going to go to Hungary or Budapest to see Andrew Tate, you know?
Yeah.
Or you're not even going to be a cop or anything that relates to shit like that.
Yeah, like you're alpha a finance bro.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like, it's cool, you know? But, like, maybe focus on goals that are in that industry or that field.
You think that's because people don't want to go through that painful process of self-improvement and they just want to skip it? Or why do you think they focus on politics so much and on world events and it, like, revolves?
I feel like it makes them feel part of a team that supports them, or they think they see the same ideas.
Yeah.
And then also, I think it gives them some sense of hope in their life that something's going to get done. Like, if I vote for this person, it's going to give me hope that I'm going to change my own life. When in reality, it's not, you're far away from the president.
Yeah.
You're just another head, you know, out of the fucking 400 million in the U.S.
Yeah. You're most likely not a loser because so-and-so is president.
Yeah, to me.
You're most likely just a loser.
Maybe you're just a loser. Maybe say you're a bankrupt person. It's not Trump or it's not Joe Biden's fault how all these fucking conservative fools make it seem. It's your fault because you have bad finance situations, you know? Maybe slow down on the credit cards, you know, or something. So a lot of our problems is just they're in front of us.
Yeah.
It's not outside. It's not in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, like you're fucking stressed and you're fucking beat up, like, because you're worrying about politics. Like, that's fucking insane. And the sentiment is always like, oh, well, you should care because you do pay taxes. And I get it, bro. Like, I should care, but I'm also not going to worry about something that's probably already decided already.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's one way or whether it's another.
I just got to take the hits now, you know?
Yeah. Like, that's fucking crazy to me.
Yeah.
Where friendships get destroyed. Yeah. Families get destroyed.
Families because get separated.
Of opinions, you know?
Yeah.
And that's fucking insane.
And that's not a nationwide problem. That's just a small family problem. Yeah. So, and it happens a lot.
So if you're not fucking thinking that that's a problem, that's a problem.
I feel like as much focus as they put into politics, they should put in themselves too.
Wow.
Like, imagine how much of a good would it be if all those people that were so focused on politics and politicians would be better off if they focused on themselves and their whole family? How successful would they be? But they don't.
But taxes, bro.
Yeah, we all get fucked by taxes, and I do hate it. I do complain, like, oh, fuck. Like, we're probably better off with Trump, but, you know, I say it too, but I'm also not going to blame it on this person, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, fuck it, maybe I'll figure it out, you know? Maybe I got to do more.
Yeah. I get what you mean. I feel like you're going to get a lot of hate for this, and I think you're cooking so hard right now, and that's why I fucking just listen.
And I say it, and I'm open about it, but I lean more towards the right, but also I'm not a fucking dumbass, you know, that sells for the fucking right-wing party.
You're not wearing an AR-15 shirt.
Yeah, because I don't
have black and white American flag.
Yeah. Or I'm not fucking wearing Take My Gun Away.
Yeah, come and take it.
Regular U.S. citizen, you know, that pays their bills and works.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Nah, I get what you mean. Are you big on, like, maybe not even just about politics? Like, are you big on, like, accountability, like, personal responsibility?
Yeah, because, like, if you think about it, everybody's problems come. Nobody told you to fucking buy a house. Nobody told you to fucking buy this and that, you know? I'm not only talking about finance things only, but also maybe your own personal choices. Nobody told you to drink every day, you know?
Yeah.
So then we just gotta, which I do, yeah. Answering your question, I do believe in that.
Yeah. You think most of people's problems are their own problems?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy, yeah.
See yourself as your own constitution sometimes, too.
Like your own institution.
Yeah. Yeah, your own country. As stupid as it sounds, you know, or egotistical, but you something you got to see yourself as that, you know? Where do you stand and how is your country standing alone? Yeah. I don't know. It's a little crazy how it
is. Nah, it's kind of true. I mean, they say, like, for example, your body is your temple, you know?
Yeah, it is. Like, the way you take care of it, how many hours you sleep a day, it affects your whole routine, you know?
Yeah.
So... yeah, I can say I'm a true believer in that.
So you think a lot of those people that they have that hate, that anger, and almost a weird way that, like, the whole country is against them, the whole world, the whole government is against them. I think I also agree with you when you say that, like, maybe you want that because you want a reason to believe, oh, well, that's why I'm a loser because I get held back. That's why I'm a loser because... my business failed because so-and-so raised taxes. Like, oh, I'm a loser because this goddamn liberal state's not letting me be fucking who I want to be.
But, like, you still stay here?
Yeah.
Like, maybe if it was so much of an issue, you would fucking move out, you know?
Yeah, and
there's nothing wrong, you know? You fucking made a move, you know? Like, fuck it. Like, you did your shit.
Yeah, you didn't even like taxes, so you moved to Puerto Rico. Like, if when people that could afford that, like, yeah, whatever, obviously. You know?
Or if you could move somewhere else and you're set, then yeah, fuck, go for it, you know?
Yeah.
But when people just sit here and complain, I don't get you.
I saw some fucking guy the other day get dropped off at work by his mom, and he was wearing an AR-15 shirt, and it said, established in 1776. Like, all-American... and, like, American flag. And I was like, my brother in Christ, like, you're voting, but you can't drive yourself to work. Like, that's fucking insane. Like, how American are you, dude? Like, you know, what fucking amendment is it that your mom still fucking drives you places? And this is coming from someone who got their fucking license late in life. Yeah. I got my license when I was fucking 22, I think. I'm 26 now. Like, I get it, but my point is, like, that guy you can tell is, like, a loser, but he's not a loser because of politics. He's a loser because he's a loser.
Yeah.
Know? Yeah.
And that's just, like, the last, he's just grabbing the last he could, you know, like, whatever he's available to grab.
Yeah.
He's, like, grabbing the little icing that's left over.
Why do you think people want to be part of a team, like you said? And what do you mean by that? I thought that was interesting.
A team, by, I mean, like, I think as a human being, you always want to be associated with something. Anybody, if you think about it, sports teams also, or maybe you want to be part of this, I don't know, station or TV segment.
Yeah.
So there's always, in us, I feel like there's something that really wants to, like, be part of a team. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's how we were bred, to be part of groups, you know?
Yeah, like societies and stuff, yeah.
So I do feel like that gives them a little importance, or it makes them feel important. Like, oh, I'm part of, I could tell people I'm part of the Republican or Democratic Party.
Yeah.
It's just... basically to brag that you that you have something about.
Something going on in life.
Something to share on, you know?
Something going on.
Because what are they going to ask you if, like, oh, I work well, but I'm actually, like, a rep for the fucking RA-15 fucking liberals.
In RA, shit, yeah.
The liberals are fucking crazy, whatever, too. Yeah. At least a lot of them. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, majority. That's cool. Yeah, well.
Going both sides, you know?
I thought that was a great, I'm going to think about that later, actually. Because sometimes I used to kind of do that a lot with myself when I was younger. I was, like, really mad. I was really mad about things, and I was really mad, like, it would piss me off, like, fuck, I have to walk to both jobs. Like, why couldn't my fucking...
You always think, like, why couldn't maybe my parents
buy me a fucking car. Like, and I'm pissed about it, because it's 4 a.m, and I'm walking by a fucking crackhead bridge, and it's, like, sucks. And then I get upset when I see people, like, that never worked, and they get a new car and stuff. And but then I was slowly becoming that loser, like just mad at everyone that was better off than me. And in reality, like, okay, well, my parents didn't buy me a car, mm-hmm. and they're never going to, and they never did. But like, you move on, you know.
Now you're the leader of your own.
And now I bought my fucking car, you know. Yeah. And it's like
you kind of have like the fucking pen on your hand now to write your own. Yeah, life.
Yeah. And I think that's so dangerous with young men where they're so mad.
That they get lost.
And they're mad at girls because they're all fucking whores because a girl cheated on me once. Like they're not all fucking whores.
Maybe what are you doing wrong? maybe you're a loser already, like very early
on. You think sometimes like people get cheated on, it could sometimes mean it's their fault?
Yeah. I always think it's like I put the graph as 50-50 when people get cheated on, you know?
Hot take?
So yeah. It's a hot take, you know, like whenever people get cheated on, I put it in myself 50-50. Because it can't always be the girls that are older fucking hoes, you know, that cheat on me.
Yeah.
It's always like, well, what are you doing, you know? Maybe, yeah, it's true. Maybe you're putting too much time on work, you know? And yeah, what if you're not even discussing that with her, you know? Like, hey, I'm working too much. I feel like people skip those little things. Yeah. Like, maybe, hey, you know, I'm working, but I'll make time for you, you know, or something. Yeah. And I feel like that communication breaks.
What about, like, if a guy and is also too much maybe, of a bitch or a loser?
Yeah, you also can't be a bitch or a loser. You got to stand up for, like, for her in situations that are, you would think,
or for yourself sense. Against her, maybe.
Yeah, also that, too, because it happens a lot, too. People don't mention it. But, yeah, a lot of people do got to know when to put those barriers in the relationship, too, as well.
I've heard an alarming amount of, like, I fucking hate my boyfriend. He's a fucking loser. He's a bitch. I made him fucking cry the other day. I hear that so fucking much.
Really?
And I'm not even talking. I've heard it so much that I can't even possibly be talking about one or two people.
And sometimes I think it's just also, sorry to interrupt, but I think it's also maybe both of them are immature. Like, yeah. Immature levels of, like, relationship.
Yeah.
I feel like people are just quick on, like, grabbing a relationship, like, boom.
Yeah, because if you're a loser, if your boyfriend's a loser or your girlfriend's a loser and you're with them, like, what does that make you? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. So, but that's funny, though. Like, sometimes, like, you think, like, oh, maybe this guy's a bitch or he's, like, a pussy.
Yeah, you could tell right away, too.
Yeah, you like, think so?
Yeah, not right away, but majority parts you could tell, like, oh, this
pussy. I can tell a lot of, like, oh, like, this guy's a pussy.
Yeah.
I can tell that a lot where I'm, like,
eh. Is there one thing that does it for you?
I think not being funny gives off a red flag a lot.
I don't know. That's a good one, too, but I don't always want to put it as funny because some people aren't just funny, you know? I feel like, but I kind of fall almost into the same thing as what you're saying. Not me, but I'm trying to say, like, detect when they have bad communication skills.
Oh, yeah, when they can't speak in front of a crowd?
No.
Or, like, you never see them owning a room?
You know what? It's more like when they don't have, like, manners or when they don't, like, they're very quiet, shy. I feel like being shy and in front of like people is like kind of like.
I think the biggest type of bitch that you could be as a man, or it's up there, is like, it's like, you're at a family party and it's like, baby, you want more food?
Yeah.
No, crazy. I'm good. Baby, you want another beer? Here's another beer. Psst, there you go.
You know, that's a good example. Like, you got it.
Oh, sorry, he doesn't talk much. Yeah. See, he doesn't really speak Spanish.
Perfect. That you hit the point there. That's what I was trying to explain.
Yeah.
That's like a perfect example of like a guy that you don't stand your ground, you know, and like already stand in their relationship. You can't even speak to other people.
Yeah.
How could you speak to that person?
Whether it's because you're a bitch or whether it's because you're rude as fuck.
It's but like most likely it's because you're a bitch and you have that insecurity in you.
Oh yeah, you could be rude because you're insecure. That could also be the case. They're probably just insecure. That's
it could be.
Like, I don't want to talk to
them. And I'm also not saying like if you're fucking rude all the time, you're fucking badass.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, because rude people are insecure.
Yeah. That's why they have to be rude. But you hit the point right there what I was trying to get out, but you explained it really
I've seen that so much where like there's a guy at a kickback or a party and it's the boyfriend that no one wanted her to invite. Everyone was like in their head thinking, fuck, I hope she doesn't bring fucking Fabian Ian or Ethan or whatever because Ethan's a dick, you know? Yeah. Or he's fucking just going to be there watching her. He's just there to watch, you know? And the guy's at the fucking kickback or he's at the party and he's just like, hey. And he's just like, hey, what's up? And like, baby, you want a beer? Baby, you want more food?
They're like almost a shadow.
Baby, you want more food? Baby, is it okay? We give Alyssa a ride home back? Like, Oh, that's okay. He's just tired. Like, he worked a lot today. Like, why is he here? That's the worst boyfriend ever. The boyfriend that does that is the worst boyfriend ever, and I guarantee you.
And if you're listening to it, dump him right now.
If you're listening to this, dump him right now. Is your boyfriend the guy that you're like, hey, baby, do you want to get some, do you want me to serve you some food? Do you want another beer? Do you want to go home already? Sorry, guys. He wants to go home already. Yeah, he's tired today. Yeah. He's a SoundCloud rapper. He was at the booth all day. Like, you have the worst boyfriend ever if that's your boyfriend. And what's your advice to those young ladies listening to right now?
Dump your boyfriend right now if he's like that.
Yeah. If that's your boyfriend, that's fucking crazy. And
check yourself, too, maybe a little, because maybe that's a reason. That's a reason you can't exceed two more, you know?
Check yourself.
Yeah. Before you wick yourself.
That's hilarious, dude. Oh, man.
Today was a good day.
Today was a good day.
It was.
A lot of MLB craze lately. I've been enjoying this World Series a lot.
I have too. I've been watching with parents.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Nice.
So it's been pretty cool. You know, now I'm a free citizen.
Yeah.
Like, you know, how I enjoy time, regular time, like a normal person.
Yeah, yeah. We were able to record after work because we both got off at the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool, fucking awesome. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So.
Yeah, and that's why they're getting killer episodes, dude.
They are.
Yeah, I have casually seen baseball. I always thought baseball was kind of boring.
I like watching it live more, like going to a stadium. I don't know why. It's
yeah, that's fair. It is more exciting. The first time I ever went to Dodger game, I was like, oh, this is pretty fucking cool.
Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah, yeah. Man, I just didn't know how fast like shit can change.
Yeah, I didn't know either. You were explaining to me more because I would get confused like when they were like, continue pitching like four times, five times, and then the guy just started walking to the first base. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, like I was saying, like it's so funny.
And then it's like one point, like
yeah. People that are experts in baseball are gonna hate this because I'm such a noob. But like, yeah, like I did like that's cool. Like the sense that like, dude, like they were down by fucking 4 points, and then all of a sudden like someone scores a fucking 2-point run, and it's like now it's 4-2, you know?
Yeah.
And now this big motherfucker's next batting, and he can still hit another one. Yeah. Now what? Now you fucking lost. And you were up by four. Like, it didn't happen, but it was fucking totally fucking
that's, possible. It was a suspense at the end. You know, it was a nice horror.
When they won the second game, everyone was, like, celebrating so hard. Like, oh, yeah, we're going to win the World Series. And my brother was like, that shit is crazy that people think it's, like, over. And he's like, it's far from over.
Yeah.
Like, you still have to beat the Yankees two more times. Like, that's hard to do, you know? Yeah. Like, that's crazy.
Even though the New York fans were kind of like turned off yesterday.
Yeah, I didn't think Fat Joe was bad, honestly. I think the crowd was more boring than anything. Also, like the quality of a performance is not going to be good in a fucking grass and dirt field, you know? It's not for sound quality.
Yeah.
Like arenas are always domed or venues are always closed, right? The Shrine is there's a roof on the Shrine, like, you know? Like it's not for a fucking field, you know? Yeah.
High school performance was badass.
Yeah, it was cool. Well, yeah. Because LA has they're very like vibrant.
And I think you know what makes it, what made it vibrant?
Wow.
Is that we had the sun and they have snow right now.
Oh, yeah. And also, could it be too?
Yeah, you know, like New York has shitty weather.
Yeah.
Sorry, our listeners.
Their weather is, so we have sun and brightness. And in New York, their weather is like, the room in Costco where they keep the milk, you know? Yeah, exactly.
We're in October.
It's late nice October. For a bit, but also, let's get out of here. Yeah. I'm getting cold. Yeah.
I was surprised they have jackets. Like, damn, I haven't even put on my jackets since last year.
That's hilarious, yeah. It's almost jacket season.
It is.
But I've been loving it, man. I've been, and it's cool, like, you see, like, the players, and they're like, you root for them, and it's, like, fucking crazy, like, how sports is just such a high or a low, you know what I'm saying?
When you dedicate like yourself to like,
yeah, or like you're a fan, yeah. And like my brother is very like, supportive. I know he's a
big Dodgers fan,
yeah, and like he'll never like break something because they lost or something, but you can tell like it fucking sucks, you know?
Yeah, it does fucking suck. Yeah. I never broken anything to a dedicated like soccer fan, but it does fucking like suck losing a final.
Like, yeah, now you're just like bummed out, you know? Mm. Like what the fuck, you know? And kind of seeing that side of sports has been pretty cool.
Yeah, but like final results, like who do you think is going to win or will they take it to
right now as we speak, game four is going on. So if Dodgers win this, they're officially World Series fucking champions.
Yeah, it's starting.
But if the Yankees win, they have to win four in a row. So we'll see. It could all end today or it could be a long World Series. who the fuck knows? I think Yankees, they're not going to catch up. I think by the time this comes out, the Dodgers will be World Series champions.
Crown champions.
Yeah, which will be beautiful. Yeah. Did you see the Balón de Oro stuff?
I did, actually. A lot of people were actually disappointed in the football world, soccer world. Yeah, so new Balón de Oro winner goes to Rodri from Spain and Manchester City player. And a lot of people, it's been controversial because a lot of people wanted Vinicius Jr. to win it. Real Madrid player also for Brazil national team. And great player too, but I honestly think he lost it fairly. Mm-hmm. And I have stats here to back it up. So comparing Rodri, he rated an average because they rate soccer players. I don't know if they do it in other sports, but they gave him rating from 1 through 10. Yeah. So, and that kind of, it gives you an average of how you did the whole year. So, Rory did a 7.89 in 63 matches, which is a lot of matches. And Vinicius Jr. did 7.36 in 49 games.
Yeah.
That's Brazil and national team at your club. So those were the results. And then not only that, but Rory won the Premier League with Manchester City, and he won the Euros recently with Spain a couple of months ago. So Vinicius Jr. won the La Liga and the Champions League. So right now you kind of see it as a tie, but even then, like, Jude Bellingham, which is another Real Madrid player who was nominated too, he was a little higher than Vinicius Jr. at 7.86 in 54 games. So there was been controversial things saying that, the Vinicius Jr. should have won it. And I don't know why, actually. I think it's more because he's been on the spotlight due to racism. He's been, like, fighting against racism. He's been, like, boycott this.
So he's, like, a good baby face right now,
Yeah, he's a baby face. You can say that right now in soccer.
Okay.
And a lot of people, like, have been saying, like,
but you think that's not relevant because it should be, like, who absolutely deserves it, who's the best player.
Yeah, but, I mean, a lot of soccer experts or journalists even agree that Rodri won it fairly, you know?
Yeah. And then, so it's not too crazy.
Nah.
You think last time's was crazier?
I think Messi's only because Messi's like.
You think the Haaland one, he got robbed harder?
Oh, yeah, he did.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, he did. I mean, he won everything that had to be won.
Yeah.
And then Kun Agüero, Sergio Agüero, Argentine soccer player, retired already. Badass guy. He actually went on Twitter and said, being selfish to Vinicius Jr. from Real Madrid. So football belongs to everyone, not just Real Madrid. They want everything to be their way, and they think they can do whatever they want.
Damn.
So that's what he said today.
Who's this guy?
Sergio El Kun Agüero. He played for Argentina, He played for Manchester City, legend for Manchester City.
So you think there's a bias for Real Madrid?
Yeah, and not only that, yeah, there is.
Yeah.
So,
like, it's undeniable.
Yeah, yeah. They are the best soccer team in the world, but they also, due to him not winning it, or when he found out he wasn't going to win it, the whole team kind of boycotted the event. None of them went, even though they won like four more trophies like other players.
Wow.
The manager, Carlo Ancelotti, he won the manager of the year.
Wow.
Showed up.
Damn.
Yeah, so it's more like, don't be butthurt either, you know, like, only because one of your players didn't win the Balón de Oro. Like, it was fair, you know? The stats are there.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's kind of crazy.
Huh? That's a win. Yeah, it's been crazy. And then Cristiano Ronaldo said that nowadays the Balón de Oro has lost a lot of respect, reality, only because nobody shows it like no importance to it like how it was back then.
Yeah,
I think Ronaldo and Messi just fucking
ruined it.
Not ruined it, but they left the fucking stakes high.
Yeah,
like
that's what it is.
Yeah, I mean.
But even then, though, now that they're both gone, in the sense that they're not really, like, they don't care anymore, you know?
Ronaldo cares.
You think so?
Yeah, he's still trying.
Yeah, but that's a bullshit league, isn't it?
It's been getting competitive.
Yeah,
it's not easy.
I'm not saying he's, like, fucking fat or, like, caring.
He wasn't mad that he didn't get nominated. He was just saying, like, basically him and Messi fucking.
Yeah, they ruined they put the standard so high.
Yeah. They put the standard so high where now people, like, don't really give a fuck about it, you know, how they did back then. Where it was always crazy. Like, yeah, because they dominated the fucking Balón de Oro from 2018 all the way up to 2019.
It was just back and forth.
Just them two.
Fuck. Is that ever, that's so rare that happened in soccer, is that there were two guys that were clearly the best, and it was for a long time.
I think that was the first time soccer ever saw. That's what I'm saying. History, yeah,
it's insane that like in a sport,
yeah,
that happened. Like that's fucking insane. Usually it's your dad had Michael Jordan, you have Kobe Bryant,
but like, these
generation, but these was were fucking.
These two met, yeah,
yeah, they met and they fucking had multiple face-offs.
Yeah. The first one was Manchester United against Barcelona in 2007, yeah, where they first saw each other. Yeah,
damn.
So that's how long dedicated these two athletes are.
Yeah.
That we were privileged to see in their prime.
That is crazy, huh?
Yeah.
I always feel like me seeing Conor McGregor's prime is like, I don't give a fuck what anyone says.
That's another gift.
That's like a Mike Tyson thing.
Yeah.
Or like, yeah, he wasn't knocking fools out in 30 seconds, but he was so polarizing. He did it
13 seconds.
14. He was so polarizing and so impactful that like, damn, I saw Conor McGregor. Like, I saw that prime fucking run of Conor McGregor and Joanna and Jacek and like all these. And obviously they're not as nowhere near like, oh, famous level as like Cristiano Ronaldo or Messi, but still social. Like, I think that's fucking cool when you see someone just fucking be a star, you know? That's fucking, and it's real because you can't deny that they're stars. And nowadays, like a lot of fighters, they get a couple wins, dye their hair, buy a fucking Gucci Mink jacket, and they think they're fucking Ric Flair now. And it's like,
or they do the same promo, give me 50 G's.
That's so fake. Like, it's not real. Like, Conor McGregor was wearing fucking weird bow ties and weird pocket watches, like, before he was even a contender. 2014, yeah. Yeah, three people died making this watch. Like, that shit's fucking sick. Like, it was such a thing where it was like, if this fool could fight as good as he talks, he's going to make it. And he did. And he did make it. And whereas, like, now you see fools, like, they try so hard. Like, oh, Alex Pereira is a star. Like, no, he's not. He's not. If you're not a UFC fan, you don't know who Alex Pereira is.
Yeah.
Like, and I know that people hate it. Hardcore fans hate it when you say that because they see it as like, well, I don't give a fuck what people that aren't fans of MMA think. I don't either, but now you're calling so-and-so a star when they're not a star.
I feel like people forget that a star also has to draw money and...
Yeah.
And numbers, you know, yeah. And attendance.
Yeah, no, 100%. Not just
because he had one badass fight. I feel like... Having a good fight or because you had a good night doesn't
you know what you John Cena made a good point about why he thinks Roman Reigns is the greatest of all time. He's like, they ask him why. And he was like, when I'm making the number up, but he goes, before he was like the guy, before they made him the guy, the stock was worth $12. Through COVID and Chad Roman's long ass reign, the stock went up like $25 a share. That's fucking money, you know? The fact that people are buying stocks, even though they're more expensive, on TKO, WWE, because it was publicly traded before it was TKO, that's a fucking star. Like, that's a fucking star.
Yeah, because that's another...
Yeah.
Another metric you're hitting.
Stone Cold always said that. He would always say, I'm the reason why they were able to go public. I made them so much money and I made the WWF so big that they went public because I made them so... I put them in that fucking position. And that's fucking gangster. Stone Cold's a star. Roman's a star.
The Rock.
Yeah. The Rock's a star. Like those are stars. That's why in MMA where it's like, oh, Sean O'Malley, he's a fucking star. Like, no, he's not. Like, they struggled to move tickets for the Dome and he was on top of the card. Like, he's not a star. Like, I'm sorry. El Pereira's a star. Like, no, he's not. Like, let's keep those words special, you know? Yeah. It's like you're talking about the Balón de Oro. Like, oh, things should have value, right? Words should have value, too. Mm-hmm. Like, you're a star. You're a fucking star. Ronda Rousey was a star. I don't even fucking like the bitch. But she was a star.
Yeah, she did.
And that's how I see it where with sports, where it's like, it's especially in combat sports, where like, oh, like. Ryan Garcia's a fucking draw. Like, no, he's not. He's not.
Popular, but he's not. The whole world's not gonna be talking about him in 10 years. Watch.
Yeah.
Popular like, in the boxing world. He's popular on social media.
Yeah, definitely.
But he doesn't make a whole world turn off, you know?
Yeah. He's just like
the TV.
Yeah, exactly. And what did he do to get to that point? He became conservative, crazy conspiracy theorist, just Christian, like everybody else. Yeah. Just whatever. Like everybody else, when things aren't going well, they just do that.
Yeah.
But that's crazy though. I didn't know like it got to the point where players were boycotting and shit like that.
Yeah. Well, that was the first time they did it.
Like gay, huh?
It was gay. Yeah. Like, come on, like lose. I mean, you lost, you know, but you lost in the grandest stage of soccer, you know, like.
Yeah.
Also, like, I feel like when you lose also in those high stages, like, feel proud of yourself too, you know?
Yeah.
I think people say don't celebrate your second place, but I feel like sometimes you made it so high where not everybody gets there.
Yeah. Yeah. Nah, I get it, man. And speaking of high stages, we're famous.
We are famous.
We are sponsored, and we're sponsored by SeatGeek. SeatGeek is a really cool place to buy your tickets. I don't know why, but I know that it's really cool because if you put in the code Off Topic Podcast, you save $20 on your ticket. And that's pretty fucking cool.
That's badass.
On your order.
Especially nowadays.
So use code Off Topic Podcast, OFFTOPICPODCAST. Off Topic Podcast, get $20 off your next order. Do it at checkout. Make us money, dude. And where could these beautiful people find us in the wild?
You could follow us on Instagram at Offside Podcast 34. You can follow us on Twitter at Off Topic 34. You could like us and follow on Facebook, Official Off Topic Podcast.
Hell yeah. Official Off Topic Podcast. Thank you guys so much. Today was fucking awesome.
It was a great,
we're still friends. Don't worry. Yeah, nothing happened.
It's not fuck you up. Not fuck you fools, but like.
Don't it's all good, guys. I'm Cobra the Gorilla.
And I'm H.
And we are
out.
Fucking out. Good luck. Dodgers are up 2-0 by now.
Already?
By yeah.
Oh, first shit. Inning. We'll be right back.